Joining me live in studio this morning is Dr. Blake Johnson, and offering some urological services in the Star Valley and Jackson areas. Dr. Johnson, good morning. How are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Appreciate you coming into the studio today and telling us a little bit about what you do and how people can take advantage of your services here. And it sounds like you've been offering these services in the community here locally for a couple of years, correct?
Yeah, I've been come up from Salt Lake, and I'm up here at least every other week, and provide a full range of urolog services. Been coming up for about 4 to 5 years, so not a new thing, but so we've been doing that for a while.
Okay. So tell us more about your background, kind of what you do, and more. I guess we'll start with how you got into it, and what led you to the point where you're at now.
So I grew up in Salt Lake. I spent a lot of time here in Star Valley during the summer. My dad grew up here. I still have a lot of family here. And so I've always enjoyed, you know, coming here to Star Valley. I'm not sure if I was driving to, nothing against Elko, Nevada, but I may not be doing that, but I really enjoy coming, you know, to Star Valley. So I grew up there in Salt Lake, went to BYU, and then I was in New York for medical school and residency, and then came back to Salt Lake, and I've been back there over 15 years.
Sure. Well, again, we're speaking with Dr. Blake Johnson this morning. So urological care, tell us what that is and how you help your patients.
So we cover a range of services when you talk about urology. It's one of those things that most of us at some point will, unfortunately, get the chance to meet a urologist. A range of things as far as simple, you know, kidney stones, common, about 10% of individuals will get kidney stones, and so it's a fairly common thing. So we deal with kidney stones, also prostate issues, bladder issues, kidney cancer, prostate cancer, and all those kind of things all fall under the realm of urology.
So with what you do then, you provide treatment options for these, and I guess it's kind of tailored to a patient-by-patient basis then?
Sure, yeah. Yep. You know, when it comes to something like a kidney stone, some kidney stones you can just pass and you don't need any kind of intervention. Sometimes we need to go in and break it up, and we do that in a few different ways. We can go in with we have small scopes where we can go inside the kidney with a laser and break it up, or sometimes we break it up from the outside with shock waves. And so it's pretty dramatic change in how something as simple as a kidney stone can be treated over the last 20 to 30 years. It used to be that you end up with a 6-inch incision for a 3-millimeter kidney stone, and now you can, you know, get all that done and go home the same day with, you know, fairly little grief.
I was going to ask you a question similar to that. Maybe what some of the biggest changes are in how your field and treatment is done over the course of your career.
Yeah, the minimally invasive procedures and have changed urology and medicine in general. Things like that. You know, those scopes which we just take for granted, which are really teeny scopes that make that possible, they just weren't 30 years ago. They just, even 20, 25 years ago, they just weren't around. They didn't have the technology to make them that small. And so it's the minimally invasive aspect has changed a lot. And a lot of the surgeries, again, that we used to do open, we do laparoscopically, or we use what we call the Da Vinci robot to do, and it provides care for in a way that's less, that tend to be less pain, less blood loss, and it's better for the patient.
Again, speaking with Dr. Blake Johnson, Urology Associates Medical Group, providing services for patients in Star Valley and Jackson. What's the process for someone to get in touch with you in your office? Do they go through their family physician? Is it a referral thing, or do they reach out to you directly?
Sometimes it'll be a referral. The primary care physician will feel like it's necessary to see a urologist, and so we certainly see a lot of patients like that. Or sometimes people just have a urologic issue that they want to take care of, and so you don't have to have a referral to come in. You can just call. If you call the specialty clinic there at the hospital, then they'll get you pointed the right direction to get an appointment.
Perfect. And are you in the area certain days of the week? Does it vary?
I'm here at least every other Thursday and Friday. So,
okay. again with Dr. Blake Johnson this morning, Urology Associates Medical Group this morning. Anything else that we missed, Dr. Johnson, that you wanted to mention about your services?
No, just enjoy the opportunity to get to know the community better, and I've met a lot of great people over the past several years, and I really enjoyed it.
Perfect. Now, outside of your practice in the medical field, what else do you like to do? A lot of people like being here because of kind of the nature and the outdoors, anything like that?
Yeah, I try to spend some time coming up snowmobiling during the winter. My kids, you know, really enjoy it up here, and they probably get tired of my Star Valley stories, you know. There's that nostalgia, but it's a beautiful place.
Well, one day they'll be telling their Star Valley stories too, it sounds like.
I hope so.
Perfect. Dr. Blake Johnson with us in studio. Dr. Johnson, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning, live on SVI Radio.